Okay, Baruch Hashem, I'm back. The past 2 days I learned the two letters in transit. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're back. We'll continue on Daf Gimel. Zok the Gemara. We're holding the Gemara. Daf. Gimel Amid Beis. Started the Gemara just 2 lines before. Gimel Amid Aleph, because that's the sugya. Boy, minei Rav me Rebbe. Rav asked Rebbe the following. Hitinoi chaveiroi oichlinu mashkin voitzian l'chutz. If someone loads on someone else, oichlin umashkin. Oichlin umashkin. He places on his back food. Now, he didn't do a ma'is akira himself. Someone places on my back food or drink. And then I walked outside, and that would maybe be considered an akira or not. That's the question. Mahu, akira's guf, akira's chayfetz mimkoy medomi. The moving of his guf, is that considered the akira of the chayfetz? As if you were oika, because one of the conditions of haitzah is akira. So is that considered a ma'is akira when you move your body, akira's gufay? Or mechayev and yechayev? Because you made a hanocha afterwards in the shusar rabim? Or idil maloy? Maybe Akira's guf is not Akira's chayfetz, so he didn't do ma'is akira. What are the two tzadim? Do we say that you look at the food item as if it's munach in the reshus that the person is standing in? Let's say the person is standing in the reshus ha-yochid. So it's considered in munach in reshus ha-yochid. And now that he walks out to the reshus ha-rabim, it's considered an akira of the chayfetz from reshus ha-yochid to reshus ha-rabim. Because we looked at it till now, it's in reshus ha-yochid, and now it's in reshus ha-rabim. Or do we say no? Maybe the chayfetz is wherever the body is, it's on the guf, and it remains on the guf. So there's no ma'is akira in the chayfetz. You don't see a ma'is akira in the chayfetz. The chayfetz was on the guf, and now it's right on the guf when he moved. So we don't see an akira in the chayfetz. So it's akira's guf, or it's lafka akira's chayfetz dummy. That's pasha the tut stodim. The only question with that is that from yodei shel oni, we see not like that, because we see that when We see clearly that when the Oni takes his hand and takes it out of the Yad Balabais, which is inside, it's considered an Akira. So we see that the Chavitz is Munach in the Rishus that the Balabais is in. So that's why it's not so positive. We see soon the Gemara is going to go from the other side, Baal Koponim, Pashtas, where the Chavitz is, it's Munach in the Rishus that it's in. So why shouldn't it be an Akira's Chavitz? So the Chaznish wants to learn, the Gemara's Sofik is, we see a Maisa Hiluch over here. He's walking. Walking is not called a Maisa Akira. Akira means lifting the item. I wasn't Oika the Chayfetz. I moved the body. That's Gigangan. Halicha. Halicha is not an Akira. That's what a Chazanis learns from Gemara Sofik. Zogma Omale Chayev Avari Yechayev. Akira's goof is considered an Akira. The Eina Doimel Yodoi. It's not like Yodoi. Why? Because if you look in the Mishnah, state, when you have the yad, Rashi says, meaning, let's say you have the yad of the oni stretched inside. The balabais places something in that hand. The oni now that removes his hand that was stretched out empty inside, and the balabais put money inside, put something in there, a loaf of bread, and now he's moitzid l'chutz, so we consider that the oni only did a ma'isa Hanocha, not Akira. So we see Akira's Yodoi, moving of the hand, is not an Akira's Chayfetz. Balabais put something in his hand that's stretching inside, and now the Oni removes his hand from inside outside. We don't consider the moving of his hand from inside to out with the Chayfetz in there that he didn't place himself, but rather was placed on him, is not called an Akira on the Chayfetz. So just like Akira's Yodoi is not called an Akira, because it says it's Potter, it's Naim Shasua, so why should Akira's Chayfetz be any different? Akira's Chayfetz clearly in the Mishnah, Akira's Yodoi is not called an Akira. Avzem Dok the Gemara Gufa, no. Chayev, Akira's Gufa is yes and Akira's Chayvitz. The Eina Doim Le Yodoi. It's not like Yodoi. Because my time in Gufa Naich, Yodoi Le Naich. The Yad was never stationary. When the Gufa is in one, the Kelp and the Gufa is in Rishus Rabin, and the Yad is stretching inside, the Yad is not Naich. The Yad is moving. It's even maybe Bosa Gufa Gorer, but the Yad is not moving. So if it's not moving, it's not called a Ma'is Akira. It can only be called a Ma'is Akira when it came from a stationary mode, and now you're being moving it. then maybe the goof is considered nakira on the chayfetz. But since the yad is loy nayach, so the movement of the hand with the chayfetz inside is not called a maisakira, the mere movement without picking up. Because yod is loy nayach, it has to be nayach to be called a maisakira. It has to be in mode of stationary to now be considered a mode of akira that it moved. So by the goof, you can say that. Gufo is nayach. So the moving of the body with the chayfetz on there, even though it was placed on there, is considered an akira. The movement of the hand when the chayfetz was placed in there from the balabayis is not an akira, because yad lo nayach. Zok di gemara daf gimel amud beis. Zok di gemara omele reb chia le rav bar pachti. Bar pachti means ben gedolim. Lo yamin el chok yikoy rav b'hai mesichta le tshayla b'sichta achita. Rav asked Rebbe this question. By akira's gufo is it considered akira's chayfetz domi? What are you asking Rebbe questions when he's not koy b'hai mesichta? Why? Maybe he'll be misbayish and won't give you the right answer. Dilma lava daite. Ti lav the Rebbe gavra rabba hava. Ti lav the Rebbe gavra rabba hu kesifte. You would have embarrassed him. The mishan loch shinu loy shinu yahu. But hashto mi yoshapi mishan loch. He taka answered you. Reb Chiya said, Rebbe taka answered you the correct answer. That akira's gufa is kakira's chevit zomit. It's not doim li yodoy. Because I'll bring you a famous braisa that says, like he said, the Tanya. If someone is carrying oichel mashkin on himself, that means the food is on him before Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And then he keeps on walking, and then he goes outside, he's chayev. So even though I didn't do a maisa akira when it came Shabbos, I did a maisa of akira's gufoi, it's considered that Yechayv and it's not doim le yodei. Clearly what Rebbe said, that yodei is l'nayach and gufa is nayach. Now, Tosis right away says, what are we talking about? If the guy is walking from the whole Friday afternoon non-stop, pacing around, and then he walks outside, so we don't see a Maisa Akira either. It's not nayach either. Zok Tosis, kisho omad lofush, mishach hasheichari. We're talking about that he was omad lofush. He stopped. Mishach hasheicha. Debeloy omad loy mechayev. Even though Akira's guf, Akira's chevitz domi, loy bot Akira is shiny, you're not mevatel the first Akira. You need the oimid lovush to be mevatel the first Akira. Come on. Hamfarach veitz mizovis is ovis, and uchlein loy tzion potish, loy is Akira mishol shonikach, venokim boed yoim lashmin and Akira's guf, Akira's chevitz domi. Dia venokit toyin atzme mishchashech of omid lovush. If you would have been toyin atzme mishchashech of omid lovush, loy mashma midi, da fila Akira vanochis gufoi, loy have Akira, even if you would have been omad lovush. If you would have been toyin atzma, I mean mishchashecha, and then omad lofush, then loy mashma midi. Because even if akira vanochas gufa is not an akira vanocha, he's still chayim shum akira rishoyna. Meaning, if the maisa akira took place mishchashecha himself, if he himself lifted it, even though it was omad lofush, it would not be mevatel the first maisa akira. Meaning, there's two types of hanochas. There's the hanocha on the fact that he was omad lofush, that is not going to be mevatel the first akira if he himself was oikrit. The omad lofush will be mevatel the fact that now it's considered that it was placed on him, meaning there's two things that we're looking at. We're looking at the chefetz and we're looking at the akira that he did. So the omad lofush is not going to mevatel his own akira if he made an akira mishach hasheicha. So then omad lofush, then even if Akira's gufa is not an Akira, you see a Maisa Akira in the fact what he did Mishcha Sheikha. But if someone else placed it on him, then the omad lofush is mevatel that hanocha of the item. I mean, there's two things you're looking at. You look at the chefza, that's what I'm going to explain this. You look at the chefza, the item, and you're looking at the person. So mitzav the chefza, the item, the omad lofush is mevatel the chefza of the item, and it's considered a Maisa Akira on the item. If it was omad lofush, someone placed on him, doesn't make a difference. The omad lofush is mevatel that, and it's considered a new akira. But mitzad, if he himself would have placed made an akira belailo, then even if he's then you don't need the omad lofush to mevatel it. Then the akira shoyna is not nisbatel, even if he's omad lofush. Omad lofush mevatel dakira done to the chefetz mitzad the chefza, but not mevatel dakira mitzad the gaver what he did. Zog the gemara weiter. The yad of a person itself is not considered neither Rishus Rabim nor Rishus HaYochid. Rishus Rabim loydam yom yodid da'oni. Being a raya, that is not like Rishus Rabim, like the yad of the oni, from the raya from the yad of the oni. Why? Because where's the yad of the oni?
The Oni is someone who stands in the Shus Rabim. That's the definition of Oni. Oni stands in the Shus Rabim. And he has his hand stretched out with a basket, and he puts it into the Rishus HaYochid, where the Balabais is. Now, if the Balabais takes the item which is stretched into the Rishus HaYochid off the hand of the Oni, which is in the Rishus HaYochid, and places it inside the Rishus HaYochid, it's not considered that the Balabais took it from Rishus Rabim and placed it in the Rishus HaYochid. If Yodesh El Odom goes after the Guf, and the Yodesh El Odom is considered like the Rishus Rabim because the Guf is in the Rishus Rabim, then the Balabais is taking something out of the hand of the Oni that's stretched inside, should be chayiv for Akir and Hanocha, for taking something from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. And we consider it Shnaim Shasua. So we see clearly Miyod in the Oni, that the Yad of the Oni stretched inside is not considered that the Yad is Rishus Rabim.
So I'm going to say, Rishus Yochid Ladamya, I'll be right that it's not like Rishus Yochid, Miyod of the Balabais. But the Yad of the Balabais, if let's say it's stretched out to the Rishus Rabim, we don't say that the Oni now that removes from there is considered that he took from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So we see clearly that, so from both cases, go simply, meaning the Yad of the Oni stretched out into Rishus Yochid is not considered that a Balabais took from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, Yodah. And the Yad of the Balabais that stretched to Rishus Rabim is not considered that the Oni took from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So we see the Yad of the Odom is neither Rishus Rabim nor Rishus Yochid. Zogma Boya Baya. So what is the Yad? Yodesh El Odom Ma'u Shetaske Karmelis. The Karmelis is one of the Rishuyos that is like a midbar, where Midrabonin you're not allowed to take from a Karmelis Shus Rishu Yochid to from a Karmelis Shus Rabim. So is the Yad of the Odom considered like a Karmelis? Mi Konsua Rabonon. Did Rabonin give it a Knas? La Dure Le Gabei Eloi. Meaning, if a person, let's say the Oni, started Be'issa, he took a Chavitz in Shus Rabim, and he stretched it now to the Rishus HaYochid. If the Yad of the Oni is considered a Karmelis, then he's not allowed to bring his hand back the whole Shabbos and wait there. He has to wait there for the next 24 hours, whenever Shabbos is over, because you can't bring your hand from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, to Rishus Rabim. Because if it's like a Karmelis, you go on his Karmelis. So that's the question. Do we cancel him now, because he started a Maisa Issa, that he's not allowed to return his hand?
Did he give him a knas that he can bring his hand back to the Rishus Rabim?
Because he started Be'issa. If let's say his hand is Malaya Peres and he brings it outside, meaning he takes his hand with Peres, he didn't drop the Peres, he did a Mais of Akira from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, but he didn't drop it, didn't do the Hanochi yet. So one Tana says, you have to keep his hand stretched out of the window the whole Shabbos. You can't bring it back in. He's allowed to bring it back into the Rishus HaYochid. So we see clearly this is a machlokes in the Braisa. If Yodesh Shalom is kekarmelis, it's also lachzira. It's not, and it's mutter lachzira. But he can't drop the Paris. That's Akir Anocha in Rishus Rabim. From Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. But could you bring your hand back in when you did a half of Issa or not? So if it's considered kekarmelis, it's also lachzira. So we see clearly it's telling this brayso. V'tanya yirach mutalach zira. My lab hakam ifigi. The ma'as of a kekamelis dam. It's like a kamelis. So also lahachzi yodim alei peres that you took from the inside to the outside because you can't bring from a kamelis, which is the yodish lodom, back to Rishus Yochid. U'ma'as of a lafka kamelis dam ya. So we see that it's mamash des machlekes.
It's not a kamelis. What is it?
Oh, so that's the gemara's kasha right now. It's not a Rishus Yochid, not a Rishus Ram. It could be a makom p'tur. It's something called the ma'ala miyud and makom p'tur. So that's what the gemara is going to say. It's like a karmelis. So what's a machlokes in the braisa? If it's a karmelis, it's poshut by it's also. So why would it be mutter? So the gemara loy kasha kan lamatim asov. It's taka karmelis. Or actually, no. When it's lamatim asov, so then, since it's in the rishus rabim lamatim asov, so then they made it into a karmelis. Since you're in pochas miyud is rishus rabim, lamalam miyud is not. So, since the Avir of Malam Yud is a Mokum Ptur in Rishus Rabim, so since you right now put your hand in a Mokum of Rishus Rabim, so we cancel you, lest you drop it. You did something that's very Chomer. You did something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. You didn't, yeah, Yad itself might be a Kamelis, but the Rishus that you're in is Rishus Rabim, so we cancel you. So, Lamata Masoga, we cancel you, and we consider it like a Kamelis, and that's what we Taka said, don't return it. Kana Malam Masoga, Yodish Lon Oilam is a Kamelis, Domi. But Lamala Masoga, since you're in a Mokum Ptur, So we didn't give you a knas over here. We can't give you a knas and consider you yadik karmelis that you can't return it back. So they didn't cancer him because he didn't really do an issa. When can you cancer a person? When you did an issa. I did an issa. I took from a shus yochid and I brought it into a shus rabim. Now I just have to drop it. That's the start of the issa. You kira with the haitzah, and now it's in the makam of if I would drop it, it'll be also. Lamala Masorah is a makam tour, so we didn't cancel you, even though usually Yodish loan is kekamlis. The class is do not return your hand. You are stuck now the whole Shabbos.
Everybody agrees it's a karmelis.
But we didn't, karmelis is the din. We didn't cancel you that this din, that it's of a karmelis, that you can't return your hand in if you're in a makam tour. You didn't do an issa because you're in a makam tour. Viva Yisema. The what?
They weren't shopping
karmelis. Right. Right. Meaning, lo'oilom yodish aladam would have been a karmelis. Stam yodish aladam is a karmelis, dam. If it's in a mukam.
Yeah, only if it's in less than yod.
Right. If it's in a mukam that we would cancel you.
Right. Lamala miyod, they didn't give it a din karmelis.
Why? Because you didn't do an issa.
Yeah, right.
Lavi of it.
Right.
So the din karmelis is mitli, meaning lo'oilom, everyone would agree that we theoretically would give it a din karmelis if you were doing issa. But since he didn't do an issa, we didn't give you that din karmelis. V'ibo yisayim idivid l'mata masorah. Both Tanoim and the Braisa hold that what? That it's taka l'mata masorah. So then it should be a karmelis. But they both hold v'lavka karmelis damya. So v'loy kasha, kami bo'id yoyim kamish chashecho. It depends when you did this maisa. Mi bo'id yoyim lo'kantzu rabonon. You did a maisa mi bo'id yoyim. We're not going to give you a knas Friday afternoon because you'd stretch your hand out with Paris. L'mata masorah, why don't you give you a knas? And you punk stayed out there. You were busy. And you've realized it turned Shabbos. We're not going to give you a knas. When you started the maisa, it was all mutter. Mi shechashecho kantzu rabonon. So we give you a knas. It's a knas. Rashi says, not a reshus b'fnei asa b'v'etzim. It's weiter als knas. It's not kekamlis, but it's kekenas that we made it now that it's also. Sag du morgen adarabe, ibrim ist abe, punkt verkehrt. Mi boid yoim, if a person did it in the daytime, di shodi leile osa di chiev chatos, even if you drop it, you're not going to be chayv isa chatos. Because why? Because that kira was done mi boid yoim. Mi boid yoim, he did as a maisa, then there's no problem to cancel him. Why? Because you're not going to come to the chatos. We don't want to give a person a knas that's going to be oiv on a chatos. We're not looking to get, I got you. We're not looking to I got you's moments. So pshat is, if he's not going to come to the chatos, so now is a mokum to cancel the guy. Be more careful next time, Friday afternoon. So lo osle dechiv chatos, like this rabbonon. Mishach hashecha di shodilei. If mishach hashecha, if you're going to drop it. If we're going to tell you a knas now, do not move. Stay in the whole Shabbos, you might drop it. What happens if you drop it? Yechai v'chatos. You are oikam mi belailo, and you are meniach mi belailo. So yechai v'chatos if you drop it. So also b'dechiv chatos, lo liklis rabbonon. Punkt faker, do not give him a knas. Now, before the Gemara now goes into the next bayit, there's a very yisuristic rishash. The rishash says over here that the Gemara says if you drop it, you would be chai v'chatos, which masma, if you drop it, which is like zoyrik. So we see that the Gemara has a question. If Mavir Beis Amos and Zorak Beis Amos is a mitzvah for not, because one is an av and one is a tolder. So he says over here we see clearly you can be pushed that shaila because you're doing part of the melacha be yodoy and part of the ayde zrika, part is ayde havara and one is ayde zrika. So it should be a shaila if you mitzvah to or not. So the question is if you can compare the two things or not, because depends again, the chira of the Afika Yam, what is Hanocha? Is Hanocha a t'nai in the Ikka Yisoid is the Hoitzah, and Akira Hanocha is only a t'nai in the Melocha, or Akira Hanocha is the Ikka Melocha? So if it's only a t'nai, so you can't compare it to Mavid Dalet Amos, Beis Be'Akira, Beis Be'Havora, and Beis Be'Zrika. Because there, that's the Etz HaMelocha. The Guf HaMelocha is a Shaila, if you can be Mitzar of Beis Be'Havora and Beis Be'Zrika. Mavid Dalet Amos, you're traveling four Amos, could two be Mitzar together with two Be'Zrika and two Be'Havora? That's a Shaila. Mashenken over here, if the Hanocha is only a t'nai in the Melocha, not in the Ikka Melocha, the Ikka Melocha is the transfer to Rishuyos, so then it's not fair that is shodilei if you zorak and you do the hanocha, but that's in the tnai you can be mitzarev zrika to the other parts of the melacha. Maybe in the ikka melacha you can't if you say, but if you learn that hanocha and akira is the ikka melacha, so then maybe it would be a raya. That would be taught in the two tzadim again. So since if you drop it osbichiv chatas lo liklis rabbonon, we should not give you a knas. So since we do not say that Mishach HaShecha loy liknesei, you mean by Yom yes liknesei, we don't say this svara that at night if you drop it, you chai v'chatos, so over here we should not cancel. We say you should cancel, so that means we don't care that you be chai v'chatos. You did something wrong, we give you a knas, and we don't care about the consequences. So tifshed Rabbi Biba Abaya, you should be pushed to the famous Shiloh Rabbi Biba Abaya. What's the Shiloh? The boy Rabbi Biba Abaya hit big pas betanu. If someone was mad big pas betanu, you take pita bread, and you put it against the wall, Amalaga tanus, Amalaga ovens had walls, you hit you mad big the pass against the tanur, it has to bake. It's raw. It's dough. So when it bakes, you chayv as afir. So you mad big the pass with tanur. You did this now on Friday night on Shabbos. Are you allowed to now take it off and peel it off before you come to the chiv chatos of afir? He tiro loy lirdo. He said koyim shavli dechatos aloy. Are you allowed to remove this bread now before you come to the chatos? Or no, you put it there. You can't remove it. He did the ma'aseh is of had it to be right in the pass. So even before that fear, that's it. You're stuck with it. So talking about tifshed lo yitiru from the fact that we canceled mishach hashecha, be poshed lo yitiru. Because just like we said, mishach hashecha konsua. So over here, also lo doisai. And the obvious question is, there's a big major difference. There's a big difference by rediyas apas. It's for sure going to happen. Over here, we know for sure he's going to drop it. Maybe give him a knas and we say, maybe be very careful and don't drop it. And be careful next time. Don't do such a thing again of stretching your hand out, Mishcha Sheikh, out of the window with Paris in there. But it doesn't mean for sure he's going to also the Chayyim Chatos. He might. Mashiach and Rediyah Sabas for sure. So he can't be pushing Rediyah Sabas. Maybe Rediyah Sabas by for sure. Maybe we tell you to remove it. Zog the Mora, Holy Kasha, Tifshoit, Enechlam, be pushing the Shaila. Meaning, just like we said over here in the Braisa, if Hoitzi Yod Mishcha Sheikh, they cancel him that he can't bring his hand back. Even though this knas might cause that Yibolidei is a chatos, because he's being moitzi mishus eshus. So likewise over here, we don't care about the fact that it might come to the chatos. So tifshoy the shaila of osa lirdos is a pass. Rediyas a pass is isa drabonon. We don't allow you to be ready to pass, even though you might come to the isa chatos, or you actually will come to the isa chatos. We still don't allow you to be over an isa drabonon, because once you did an isa, mishachashecha, so mele konsua. So we are also konsua, and we push the shayla. So the Gemara says, "Enichanami holy kasha, enichanami tifshoit, be pushed the suffix of Bibi Babaya. Rabbi Babaya had a suffix if he tear the dois or not. Be pushed from here that also the dois is a pass. He now will be ready to pass. If he did an issa over here, we're over an issa the rabbanon of Ridia. So he now remove it and peel it before it be over an issa the raisa of afir. Just like when you took your hand out, state toni chado, it says also lahachzi and now return it." Because we're talking about Mishcha Sheikha. And when you do an Issa, then we don't allow you to save yourself from this Issa, but we can't see you even at the consequence that you might come and drop it, and you might be over in the Issa. Vibo Yisem, the Gemara says another Teret No, Lo'olam Lo'y Tifsha, don't be pushed from the Braisa, the Sofka Rabbi Abaya. Ve'lo'y Kasha, meaning one Braisa says, Tani Chada Mutter Lahachzi, Tani other Tani says, Yinalaru. It depends what the Brice is referring to. That which we said you allowed to return your hand is b'shoigeg. Kan b'shoigeg. When it's shoigeg, then we allowed you to return your hand. Mashigen kan, the Brice that says they not allowed to return your hand when you took it out and stretched it out is b'mezid. Meaning b'shoigeg lo kansu rabonon. B'mezid kansu rabonon. Then they cancel you, you can return it. However, the question of Rabbi Rabbi, you cannot be poshut. Either way, even if by yodoi we say that by shoigeg you didn't cancel, that's because you weren't really over on an Issa Drabonon. If the Yad is not a Karmelis, it's not really an Issa. Masha Enkin by Rediyas HaPas, where you did a real Issa Drabonon, maybe they would cancel by Shogik too. Or Fakert, even on the Tzad that Mezid, we said it's Osa, maybe that's only by Yodoi, where it's not for sure going to be over an Issa. So we said, we cancel, you keep your hand out the whole Shabbos. But by Pas, which for sure going to be an Issa, so maybe by Mezid we won't cancel either, and we would allow you to be right. So Akoponim, you can't be pushed to the Shalom Rabbi Abaya because it's different than over here. Vibo Yisem, another Teret says, Edi, both Brises are talking about B'shoigig. Meaning, Avada, when you did it B'mezid, they would cancel you, you can't return your hand. V'hocha, B'kons Shoigig, to Mezid, K'mifig. The question is, the machlekes and the two brises are, do we give a knas shoigeg to mezid? That just like by mezid, we can't bring your hand back. So do you say the same thing by shoigeg too? Mar sova kon shoigeg to mezid, we made a knas. And memela, you can't return your hand even by shoigeg. Umar sova loy kon su shoigeg to mezid. And memela, by shoigeg, then you would allow to bring your hand back. V'boy seyem lo oilam, loy konsu. They did not make a kasha ego to maize it. And only maize it, you can't return your hands. But loy kasha, kan lo isa chotza, kan lo chotza cheretz. It depends where you bring your hand back to. We'll see Davdala tomorrow, but it depends where you bring your hand back to. If you bring it back to the same chotza, so you didn't do a maisa. It was not miskami machshafta. You wanted to get rid of whatever you had in your hand. You brought it back to where you were. So then it's not a problem. Mashenken lechotza cheres, to bring it to a different chotza, that is taka osa. Osa lahachze is talking about lechotza cheres. Lechotza cheres, you be mekayim your original intention of removing the food item. So then taka, that would be osa. Now, like the etzim din, of Rediya Sapas, Shteit Michas Chinuch, that even though Bamelecha Zareya, when you plant, as soon as you put something into the ground, even if it's right before the end of Shabbos, you're Oivan the Melecha Zariya, even before it took root. But by Rediya Sapas, we see clearly that you're only Oivan when it's Nefer, when it actually gets baked, because that's the whole question, could you be Roida, could you remove it before it bakes? So there's a difference, a fundamental difference between the two Melechas. By Rediya Sapas, by Afia, Melechas Afia, you're not Oivan Afia until it actually bakes. Mashenga by Zriya, the planting, you're over as soon as you put it in the ground, even before it takes root. Unlike Afia, you're only chayv in Afia when it actually bakes. Now, the question is, if you're only chayv when it actually bakes, why is it not a Hasra Sofik every time? That's the question that the Achronim ask. It should be Hasra Sofik. How do I know that I'm going to over in Afia? How are you giving me Hasra? Maybe I'll remove it before it bakes. By Zriya, it's an Hasra as soon as you put it in. Don't put it in, because you're over as soon as you put it in. Even before it takes root. But here it only effective when it actually bakes. So where is there a hasra over here? So some achrayim want to say that le'olam, you are oiva as soon as you put it in by afia too. Ida Gemara says it takes time until it bakes. That means there's a condition that has to remain in there until it bakes. But the isser is, you're oiva right away. There's a t'nai that it has to remain and bake. So me'ela mitzad hasra, it's avad considered you gave a hasra. Don't be oiva the isser of putting it in the start, even before it's baking, but that's the Issa. Just like Zriya. Just the condition is, it has to be met, that it has to remain in there till it's baked. But mitzad hasro, you give a proper hasro. But mitzad, the din that we have in our sugya, avada, there's a tzad that konsua, could you remove it before you taka, are gonna meet this condition that it actually bakes. All right, we'll stop over here. The bottom of Dav Gimel Amud Beis, the top of Dalet Amud Aleph.